Okay. The path of freedom that exists as a result of a second chakra being clear is really one where there is no definition. And that's why that song has relevance. The Ganges River in India is a reflection of the flow of life. And so being near it is an invitation to cleanse and clear. And the river itself is a constant source where people put offerings into it. They lay down their past. They set their past into these little flower boats, and they send it down the river, and they do these cleansings with it on a regular basis, almost on a daily basis. And a bath in the Ganges is something that is both holy and practical. And so it's a beautiful process. So this song that came through there is a real powerful reflection of tending the garden of the second chakra. So what I am inviting each of you to do beyond the vibrational shift that we're doing through by just being on this phone call and the things that we're doing, the songs, the statements, etc., is that you begin to pay attention to what your body is giving you, the information that it's sharing with you as it calls to you to just let go, to release, to surrender. However that shows up for you is what's unique and beautiful about the expression of you. There are certain techniques that we can reinforce and work with. Okay, so let's go back up to the top of this particular page here, and what you'll see is a Tibetan mantra. It's a protection mantra from the Tibetan tradition. It's called Hung Vajrapa. And the Hung Vajrapa, basically as it is spoken, first of all, a mantra is an intentional statement, and it can be in any language. This happens to be in the Tibetan language. Many of them are in Sanskrit. They're Native American. Every religion, English, they all have words that have been spoken with intention. And that's what a mantra will do. The mantra has certain power based upon the intention put into it. And then it is fed by the devotion of those who actually speak it. So when I choose to speak this mantra, when we choose to speak Hung Vajrapa, what we are going to do is call forth the thousands of years, the hundreds of thousands or millions of times it has been spoken with the intention to surround us in a vibrational field that keeps us in our own frequency. So we're going to say it seven times, Hung Vajrapa. So let's do that, and then we're going to sing it for just a few times through. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. Now take a breath. Take a breath and become aware of your feet. Let me introduce one other thing in here before we do our song of that. Your feet are your connection to the planet. The planet is our source of our power, the source of our nurturance, the source of our energy field, along with the heavens themselves. But we, being on this earth, in this dimension, at this particular time, have more of a connection and a deeper connection with this planet than often we allow. And the challenge right now is that the planet itself is raising vibration. It's measurable about how the planet has actually moving now at a higher frequency than it was really not that long ago. And what that does is translate to us is to give us this sort of sense that time and space are shifting, and quite literally they are. Measurably, at least in esoteric circles, the 24-hour clock is no longer the 24-hour clock. There's a limited amount of sensation in that time. I'm not sure that's the right way to put it, but that's what came out. We essentially are having less, quote-unquote, time to do the things that we are doing. So we feel this sense of urgency, this quickening that's going on. It is a real process that's happening in this dimension right now, because when energies raise up, they quicken and they cleanse and they burn off that which is of a lower frequency. We in this culture, and having grown up in what we have and through successive lives, regardless of what those specifically were, we have bought into certain ways of being and certain ways of believing and certain ways of perceiving things. The memories of those are encoded into our cellular structure. And when we incarnate, we carry this information and these frequencies with us, with the sole intent of us eventually remembering who we are. And by remembering who we are, what that means is we reclaim the actual true vibration of this manifestation of the God source that we are, this unique expression of the divinity that each of us is. We could get really deep into these things, but that's not what this call is about, but it certainly is fun to talk about. So let's assume for all intents and purposes that what I just shared is true. So essentially, here we are in this place of reclaiming the truth of our being. So why not become aware of all the tools and the vehicles and the systems that are available to us just by incarnating in this dimension? And the earth is one that we are not using, for the most part, to the full intent and the full extent that we could in order to support us in powerful, powerful ways, which includes the foundation, includes the cleansing of the second chakra. So just by becoming aware of the feet and the connection there is the first step. The second step is to go about 18 inches below the feet and become aware of what's called the Earth Star Chakra. This is a plate, and this plate of basically a vibration is a focal point and a cleansing point for us. The energy of the earth, the vibration, the foundation, the power, the cleansing capacity of those frequencies come up through that plate, through our left leg, like a conduit of energy, like a pipe that is coming up. It directly moves into us, and it floods our essence and our body, all of our energy bodies. And then in the process of flooding, it will pull away and cleanse out any frequency that is lower than the true vibration of who we are, as basically defined by our higher self and some other little vibrational factors, which, again, we don't have time to go into. But when you realize that this process is working, where it comes up through the left and then cleanses and then moves out down the right leg back down through that Earth Star Chakra, you know you've got a 24/7 process of cleansing and clarification that's going on, that's empowering and cleansing. When you consciously choose to use it, what begins to happen is you can listen to the callings of your body through aches, pain, sensation, numbness, conditions, dis-ease, and run these energies through there, and you can go ahead and cleanse those vibrations that are really ready to cleanse, because the body is calling with the condition or the situation to say, take this, and let's regain our place of clarity. So for all intents and purposes right now, let's just hold the frequency that we have this process working and we have this cleansing going on. The idea of using a mantra to protect ourselves, even the idea of protection, is so that we can maintain that frequency of the I am that we each are in all of our moments. And when we purr at that frequency, and purring is just a great word for it. When we purr at that frequency, we hold it, and then we have all that's available in this dimension and beyond. It's all available to us in this moment. And in other words, the stuff that interferes with our flow of life no longer has relevance to us. It no longer is issues that keep sabotaging us. So having healthy boundaries, if you will, by knowing these protective chants and putting these spheres of energy around us is a conscious thing to do. And as George Bush used to say, the first one, he said, it's a prudent thing to do. I always thought that was an interesting thing. It's just a prudent thing. So here we are, back to Hung Vajrapay. So we're going to go ahead and just sing this. We're going to give it a melody for a moment and then sing it four times through. And we're going to seal the deal amongst ourselves and allow ourselves to be surrounded in a sphere of light of your choosing of the color. Your higher self will know the frequency. And nothing comes into this that is not, one, invited by your higher self, and two, of a resonant frequency of what you are. Hung Vajrapay, 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 Hung Vajrapay. That's one cycle. Hung Vajrapay, 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 Hung Vajrapay. The third, Hung Vajrapay, 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 Hung. And so it is. And I invite you at any point where you are moving from one frequency to another, in other words, moving from one room to the next, one from one group of people to another, from one situation to the other, use this particular mantra, the Hung Vajrapa. It will create that space around you that allows you to be fully present no matter where you go. And in that safety, you don't have to be concerned about lower frequencies entering into your field. And we'll be looking at that in just a moment. Okay, one more thing that I want to do to offer you an empowerment and a safety place before we move into some of these other songs and chants and mantras is to remind you of the power, the absolute power of the name that you were given at birth. The name that you were given carries a frequency and a vibration about it that calls your cells back into alignment, and it says, this is the I am before I even incarnated. It is the energy that I am and have always been through all of my incarnations. It's manifesting at this time in this particular name, but the frequency that's underneath it is what my cells remember and will align to. So when I speak the name Mark Stanton Welch, with the intention and respect and honor it deserves, what I am doing is calling myself to be home. I'm calling all of me to be available and present. In addition, I call to me all of the etheric energies, the angelic energies, teachers, guides, etc., that are aligned to that frequency. So I get access to all of those energies that are available to me that I really have to call. Speaking my name is a call. The only angelic energy we don't have to call for is the guardian angel. They will be there no matter what in the situation. The others we have to call because this is a planet of will. This is a planet of free will. We make choices. We call for the things that we need. A weak second chakra and third chakra will diminish our ability to make the call, and we'll be caught up in that sort of I got to do everything myself place that's beautiful on one hand but compromising in the other. So there's a lot going on here as we talk. So in the name that you were given at birth perhaps hasn't been spoken in a long time. And perhaps because of your moments of living as a young child, there's a lot of energetic debris around it. There's some pain around it. There's some woundings. What I will remind you of is that, quite honestly, just speaking of that name and bringing it to the presence, through the intention of what we're doing here, is enough to shake off that energy so that it cleanses quickly like the clouds just moving through. So I'm going to invite you, and each of us, we're going to speak our name 7 times, and we're going to speak it out loud. Now, as we do this, we also put a cocoon of light and safety and protection around us, so it's a double whammy. This, with the Hung Vajrapa, gives us a really good foundation and connection with the earth so that we can release these energies of the sacral chakra, the second chakra, and be present enough to know that we are going to move through them. So it's a beautiful relationship that we're creating here with these different elements of ourselves and the earth and with our energy bodies and the angelic kingdom and the etheric beings. So these are fertile times. So on the count of three, let's all speak our name out loud. We're going to do it 7 times. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is. And so it is. We call that frequency forth of your own name. And from that, now we can really begin to explore and release some of the energies within that particular sacral chakra. So periodically I'll be asking you to just go ahead and speak your true and holy name, and you can go ahead and just speak that name out loud where you are. Each of the chakras themselves, at least within the body, have a particular pitch. And that pitch is a frequency, and it's a measurable frequency. And it also has a phonetic that helps to sort of hone the sound wave into it. The second chakra, the sacral chakra, uses the pitch D as a starting point, a reference point. That is the pitch. The phonetic with which we're going to use to send the frequency right to that area is OO, as in you. OO. OO, you. No, it's not used, not a good one. OO as in cool. Nope. You know what I'm saying. Ooh. For some reason, I'm not getting the example. Ooh. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to speak and hold this frequency. We're just going to sound that frequency, take a breath, and we're going to hold it. And we're going to be intentionally sending this frequency to the second chakra to clear out anything that is not of that frequency and vibration, that is of a lower vibration. We're cleansing it, releasing it. It moves right down the leg, the right leg, into the earth to be cleansed and clarified. We're going to use the earth star chakra to be the vehicle that keeps the process going and keeps the cleansing going. So when you run out of air, just go ahead and take another breath. We're going to do this for maybe 30, 45 seconds or a minute. On the count of three, speak your true name first. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welsh. So it is. Now let's realize that here's some indicators with using particular tones. Something's going on the phone there. When we use a pitch and a phonetic, there are two elements that will indicate an area that needs additional work. If I'm unable to sustain a pitch at a regular, the constant pitch, and it wavers, that's an indicator that you've got some conflicting energy in there. And the way to deal with it is to keep pulling going back to the pitch, and eventually it will clear, and that's your sign that you've cleared that particular chakra. The other piece that fits in is how long can you sustain a breath for that. If you can hardly sustain a breath when you attempt to make a tone, that's an indicator that that area is really in deficiency and needs some work. In other words, to bring the frequencies back up to the resonance and the frequency of what you are, of the frequency of health for you. If it's in alignment, then we can sustain the tone for a good period of time, and it's a good, pure tone. Now, if you don't have a pitch reference that's hanging around you, like a guitarist, piano player, or someone who's got perfect pitch, how are you going to find this place within your body? Well, the way to do it is to actually just allow the sound to tell you where it's resonating. And here's how you do that. Basically, I know that this particular phonetic that I use for this chakra is ooh. So I take ooh, and I know that it's down just below my belly. So I'm going to just send a sound and let it fall from a higher pitch down until I feel it resonating right in that area. And I may find that it's a different pitch than the one we used for reference just a moment ago. Here's an example. Okay, that pitch I just found there, the last one, was the one that was vibrating right there at that particular chakra. And so for me, in this moment in time, that's the one that's most supportive of that area right there. So that's what I would stay with. So that's a good way, as you're driving home from work or you've got a situation where you've got some privacy for yourself, work with your voice, because your voice is actually has the capacity to vibrationally massage the inside of your whole physical torso. it can actually use sound to go ahead and break up any infestations of energy or any coagulations of energy in there. And it's a powerful, powerful vehicle when you choose to use it. And this is why when attempts are made to disempower people, they take their voice away. Because the voice is not only expressing ourselves, it's not only clearing and cleansing ourselves as we speak the information, it's giving our presence to the world, but it's also the vehicle with which we can actually keep our whole system and our energy bodies in alignment. So, just a little bit of a side note. Okay, I want us to jump from this point down to, let's go to this affirmation. It's down below the Egyptian Akka cord cutting mantra process. It's just an affirmation. From this frequency of what we've cleansed right here, right now, before we actually even do this affirmation, I'm going to invite you to just become aware of that second chakra. By sending the energy into it, as we just did, we've cleansed and created space in there, and we've cleansed out some old vibrations that no longer have relevance for you. And there's an open and a vibrant state in there right now, and there's also a space. So what we want to do is to consciously fill up that space with an intention, with a color, with a word, with an idea, whatever you feel guided to put in there. It could be that, I completely love myself. I am lovable. I am valued in the world. I am creative. I'm a passionate being. Statements like that, or it could be the color orange, which is the one that supports that particular chakra. Or you may be guided to put another color in there. But just take a breath, speak your true name, and then go ahead and put something in there, if you will. So do that, and I'll be back in just a second. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, let's bring our attention now to the affirmation. It says, I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. And so it is. We're going to start using words with specific intent to go ahead and empower and maintain the vibration of certain areas. When we speak words like this, as you know, the power of an affirmation is to make a claim and to make a statement as if it is true. When this is done, it is universal law that says it has to respond by supporting the statement. And what that means is it brings in relevant experience, information, people, situations to support that this is reality. And then our opportunity then is to claim it and to acknowledge it and to experience it in that new frequency in order to make it a current and permanent part of our experience. It's kind of the process of manifestation that occurs through intention. Right now, we are intending that we are no longer at the mercy and no longer victims of just lower frequency vibrations that we just sort of had to be holding on to. This is no longer necessary for us to do, and consciously choosing not to is a powerful act that reclaims the essence of who we are and allows us to stand in our true frequency more often than not. So we're going to say this together. We want to say it out loud, and we want to say it with a definite acknowledgement that it has power. So we're claiming it out into the world. So take a breath, speak your true name, Mark Stanton Welch, and here we go. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay, take a breath and become aware of your feet. Become aware of that Earth Star chakra that's sending energy in a constant process of cleansing, and it moves through your entire physical body, cleansing those lower vibrations that we have just declared to be done with. We are literally drawing a line in the sand right now. It is no longer necessary for us and for any of us to go ahead and cling to the stories of the past. When the second chakra gets cleared, all of those stories that were filled with the angst and the experience that was unprocessed, they no longer have validity for us except as a simple story, perhaps to illustrate a point. The challenge is that when the second chakra is filled with debris, what we end up doing is becoming the old story over and over and over again, and thus inviting similar experiences over and over and over again because we aren't willing to let go of that vibration. When we consciously know that by speaking an affirmation like this, by using song, by using mantra, that we can cleanse that, we are no longer at the mercy of being the victim of what seem to be haphazard experiences. We are beings of power, and our design is such that we are in a time that we are here to claim it, and we are here to own it, and we own it by releasing that which is not of that vibration. So, let's scoot back up now to the song, Carry That Load. We're going to ask our higher self and the infinite wisdom of our being to go ahead and release any energies that are of lower vibration for us. And we're going to lay those burdens down. In this particular song, it's asking us to recognize that the loads are not worth carrying anymore. So what I just shared with you is information. We're going to seal the deal right now with Carry That Load. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. Gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Two more times. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. Gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Last time. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. Gonna take that pain, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I have let go. I have let go, yes. I have let go. Yes, I have. I have let go. I have let go. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. All of those frequencies cleansed, moving down the right leg as energy of lower vibration to be used by the earth and higher frequencies for the highest good of all involved. Now we in this new frequency, go ahead and breathe into the space where you intuit whatever left you came from and fill that space with whatever the intention is, whatever the color it is, whatever the idea is, whatever the belief is, whatever it is that you want to put in there, put something in there right now. Okay, on the count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Let's move down to what's called a mantra, and it's Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. And this comes from the Sanskrit tradition, and typically these are invocations, they are statements and beseechments in a sense of some of the Hindu deities. You can go online and find out a whole bunch of information about any of these. Our intent here is to just give ourselves as much experience in cleansing as possible, not necessarily all that information. So feel free to explore it, and you can find out a lot more than I could tell you right here. But essentially what we're going to do with this spoken mantra is we're going to actually clear out the subconscious part of ourselves. The emotional debris is one thing, but the subconscious beliefs that are attached there is a result of the experience itself. And if you will, these are decisions made by a child, that a child part of ourselves, that wounded part of ourselves. And these are powerful decisions. They're decisions of survival. And the child makes these decisions, and they work for us, and they will continue to work for us until we get further information and new information. That may come within a year, it may come in 20 years, it may not come until the next lifetime. Consciously, we can go in there and take and clear out these misperceptions of things for ourselves, because the decision made by the child at that point was probably based on limited information and a limited understanding of what was going on. They didn't. The child self makes decisions quickly based upon how I'm going to survive, and that's what it is. And then he will create, or she will create, a belief system that we buy into, which then shows up as patterns in our life. And until further notice, these patterns just keep running themselves. Until we go ahead, one, and begin to create relationship with that child part of ourselves and begin to help that child to be safe and comfortable in the world and to know that we will not abandon them. And until we start giving information to that subconscious part of ourselves, which is really just the operating system that we have in our personal computer, until we give it a new download of an upgrade of information, certain patterns are going to keep going. This particular mantra, Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, is going to actually go ahead and clear some of those particular frequencies. And it's going to help us, in a sense, to begin to experience whatever has happened to us through the eyes and the window of our heart. And that is a very, very different frequency. It is immersed in the frequency of love, which is a foundational frequency of all that is. And so coming from that gives us clarity and allows us to release that which is not of that frequency. So this particular mantra is going to be spoken 108 times. It's going to take about 4 minutes here for us to do it. We're going to start slowly and move quickly. The 108 times is part of the particular practice that is developed out of the Hindu traditions, and I want to honor that and recognize it. So what we're doing here is we're inviting our higher self and the wisdom of all of our energy bodies as well as our physical to go ahead and release any particular emotional beliefs, emotional experiences, decisions that were made based upon limited information, and beliefs that have been a result of those. We're going to allow ourselves to reach to a new vibration and have clarity about these elements. And we're going to do it by saying, Om Sharavana Navaya Bhama. I'm sorry. Om Shara. I'm hearing somebody there. I wondered if you, never mind. Because if we'd all do star six, we'll all come back. So let's go back to the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Here we go. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. This particular mantric treatment that we're using, if you feel like you resonate with that and want to use it, here's the way that it's encouraged to use. You do it at least twice a day, morning and night, where you will recite it 108 times, and you do it for a period of 40 days. It's a classic tradition, but it is a powerful, powerful mantra that you can utilize if you feel that you have value in it. If you find yourself often running up against particular emotional issues, if you find that you have misunderstandings with those around you, if you find that there's an increase in this, using this Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha to go ahead and clear those things out is a powerful way of doing things instead of engaging in conflict. So I invite you to use that if it's something that speaks to you. Now, we are running up against the clock here, and there's just one or two more things that I really want to do, so it looks like I'm going to go just a tiny bit longer here. If you need to leave, I honor you and respect you for doing that, and whatever we do here in the next, say, 5 or 10 minutes will be on the recording, and you will have access to it by no later than tomorrow morning. So what I'm going to invite us to do is to realize that in this place of clarity that we can maintain and create and maintain and sustain within our second chakra so that we can recapture our flow with emotion, we can recapture our ability to surrender and to let go of things that we have attachment to, that we can allow ourselves to engage in the fullness of living and the passionate experience of this dimension in its fullness. We realize in that element that we are not alone. The wounds of second chakra and first chakra oftentimes leave us feeling abandoned. And the abandonment is actually an issue that is almost on a cellular level, not necessarily from the events that happen in our lives. When we incarnate, we essentially lose our connection, at least lose the awareness of our connection with the Creator and with all that that entails. So we have a separation that occurs just by the fact that we are incarnating. At the moment of birth, when we leave the womb and the safety of that environment and the nurturance of that particular environment, we have another abandonment that in some ways cannot be taken care of. The typical way in culture is to find relationship, to find substance, to find situations, to find work, to fill in the gaps there, to replace the abandonment with a sense of fulfillment. those are pretty much empty games that are not going to necessarily work out, because most likely each one of those will somehow disappoint us or grow up to be short of the mark. The clearest way I have found for recreating a sense of no abandonment is to really begin working with our inner child self. And by developing relationship with that part of ourself, by showing up to ourselves, for ourselves in a conscious way, by convincing that child through our actions that they are not going to be abandoned, that we are actually going to continue to be present for him or her, is a powerful process that will allow the actual healing of those abandonment wounds. But that is another experience itself. But I do want you to know that there are certain things that are available along those lines in working with inner child that could have a powerful impact in healing up a lot of those patterns of finding crappy relationships and repeating mistakes with people and expecting and then ending up being alone or being abandoned. So in the process of recognizing that we are not alone, we open up, as I've already said, to the many etheric energies that are available to us, the guides, the teachers, the elemental kingdom within the earth itself, all of the vibrations that are just a bit out of our seen spectrum, that are there, that we can sense, that we know, the imaginary playmates we had as children, the ability to connect with our guides and teachers as children that sort of disappeared over time as a result of the programming. We also have the angelic beings and the ascended masters, and the ascended masters are essentially very developed beings who have had lifetimes, who have had incarnations on earth. And as a result of that, they've chosen, instead of to move on in their own evolutionary path, to hang around, if you will, and provide support and sustenance and guidance to those who are basically asking for that. And the second chakra is overseen by a particular ascended master called Saint Germain. Now, in a process of creating some CDs here, for one for each of the chakras, where I have invocations to each of the particular overseers of the rays and of the actual chakras themselves, and this is Saint Germain. So we don't have time to actually go through this, but I'm just going to sing it very quickly for you one time through so you'll have a reference. Even by speaking it, you can call the frequency and the information and the inspiration that comes through making contact with this energy, because I'm leading towards this violet flame process here that we're probably going to be close to ending with. So calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of a liberation, and teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. That will call in that frequency to be present for us. Now, in that frequency, we're going to use one of the great tools that Saint Germain brought to this planet, which was working with the violet flame. The violet flame is a high frequency vibration that will cleanse and clear any lower frequency energy. So consciously using the violet flame in a sense to stand in it and let that vibration cleanse us of the lower frequency is a conscious act of staying in our presence. So what we're going to do is just visualize for a moment that there is this bright flame that is tinged and hued with violet and purple and white light, all in that frequency. And when you feel like you've just got a sense, or you can imagine it, or you actually see it, I want you to just go stand and imagine yourself standing in it, and the flame is sourced at your feet and then flowing up to consume your entire vibrational field and all your energy bodies. And as you have that visual, we're going to speak the words here in the violet flame process. And we're going to go ahead and activate this process so that it will cleanse any of those vibrations. So speak your true name on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And here we go. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Let that energy move. Let that energy be present with you. These are potent incarnation and incantations and potent invitations of frequencies that are doing powerful work on each of us right now, clearing out the debris of those moments of living that we have held on to. So I invite you really to be prepared for new frequencies that come into your life. Because what's going to happen now is that which resonates at this new frequency for you is going to come and be visible. And those which no longer resonate with that frequency will be essentially finding their way out of your life unless they want to resonate up. So what that means, I'm not sure what that means for you, but what it means for me is basically that I want to pay attention to the symptoms, that's interesting, the signs and symptoms, I guess, of how moments are showing up now, because there's new information for me there. And I want to pay attention. So I want my awareness to be catching this new energy that's coming to me in this moment in time. Now, somebody from the first call indicated that they got really tired after this and asked me if that was common for this. Here's what I'll say on that, and what I said to her is that the energy of holding the second chakra patterns in place and the wounds, it requires a whole lot of effort. And once that effort is released and once the requirement is no longer there, we can actually experience just how much we've been holding that on and what the cost of that stress has been. So the body just relaxes into that and it feels really like resting because it's been holding this for a long, long time. Okay. I apologize for going a little bit over here, and I see that some people are leaving, and I respect that and understand. So we are going to, I'll invite you, essentially anything on this page that we did not go through, so be it. Even reading them through, even creating something out of your own experience with them is useful, valuable, and very important. The one thing I will leave you with is the request and the encouragement that at the end of the day, to not leave anything unspoken. Now, what that means is that what you hold on to and what is unprocessed that you carry to sleep is going to find its way energetically into the body and quite literally and quite probably back into the second chakra. I invite you, through your own wisdom and through your own choice, to go ahead and speak and release either through sound or through the actual spoken word before you go to bed. Now, what that means is you can go stand outside and just softly say what you want to say. You can speak it into pillows. You can turn on the shower and speak it while you're in the shower. You can go sit in the car. You can find a way to make sure that you release what needs to be said. Going to bed with that is an invitation to the blues, and we are just moving our way out of the blues. So I'm very, very grateful that you chose to be a part of this. And I know that it has value, and I know that it has done some things to raise your vibration, and I invite you to truly enjoy and embrace those. The good news is that you are in a new vibration. The bad news is that you are in a new vibration because that will bring new things into your life in a sense. And so it's going to create change. It's going to invite change and beautiful things into your life. So I know that they will serve you. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let me remind you that in June on the 12th, there'll be another one of these. We're looking at the solar plexus, which is the power center, the will center, the decision center, and this will go ahead and help us to access and to stand in our presence and power and to be able to make decisions and to act upon those decisions. So we'll start working with energy in that way. So I am deeply grateful. Within by the morning, I will have sent a link to you with the actual way to get the MP3 download that will be of this particular class. And I thank you so much. I'm always open for any feedback or anything. If you want to send me an email, if anything that your experience was, anything, suggestions about how I could do this differently or something that would work for you, or information and things that you know that you could teach me, I'm always open to that. So thank you for the brilliant and beautiful opportunity to serve, and I wish you very, very powerful and joyful and playful moments. So our time is done. So if you just have to hang up the phone, and I believe that's all that's necessary, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome. Yeah?
Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got my name. I was on this morning. This is Phyllis Paulson.
Yeah, hi, Phyllis.
And, hi, yeah.
Do you have a question, or you just wanted to say hello?
I got the download for this, I guess you'd call it download for this morning, but I can't download it onto my computer.
Well, okay.
It's just a line that I can listen to, but there's no download area.
Oh, the way of actually saving it? Is it a Windows program? Is it are you in a Macintosh?
No, I'm on a PC, Windows.
Okay, now does it save to the Windows Media Player, and it just starts playing, right?
Just a line, like one of those vocal lines that I can listen to it, but there's no place to download it.
No place to download it. I think that there's a save. It's a save playlist on that.
Do I right click?
Let me go there. Hold on one
second.
See if I can find it. I'll follow one of these links. Let me just get one of these things that I sent you guys as far as the link and ask support page. Wait. Download link. There it is. Okay. Nope. Sorry, I'm having to locate one of the emails that I sent today. Okay. Payment.
I sent you a couple of emails too, by the way.
Okay. The Secretary of the Korean Conference is all tomorrow. Sorry. Let me see. Okay. There it is. Please follow this link. Okay, and then it just starts playing, right?
Well, good morning to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you get? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
I can play it or I can stop it, yeah. But
okay.
I don't know how to download that.
Do you have Windows Media Player there? Is that what it's opened up in? Okay. Now, I've got Windows 7, so this is the way it's showing up in 7. There's a thing up there that says save list, because whatever comes up, it shows a list. Basically, it's a list. And so I'm just going to save that list. When I click save list, then it gives me an opportunity to name it. And right now it's called Untitled Playlist. So if I call that Sacral Chakra class, or the sacral chakra recording morning or whatever you want to call it, then I have that available when I opened up Media's Player. So it's saving it. You don't have that?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll send you an email, and then maybe we can figure it out.
Well, you know, another thing I could do is, let's see. I'm going to have to work with that because it basically. I have it on my server, and the file is there at the server. So I just need to give you, maybe I'll give you a direct link to that, but I kind of think that's what I did, and it shows up as Media Player. Do you have iTunes on your computer?
I do.
Well, maybe when you open up another, let's say an MP3, does it open up in iTunes or open up in Windows Media Player all the time?
Usually Windows Media.
Okay, then that's probably set as your priority for that. So I'll go in and see if I can figure out how to maybe set your iPod as your iTunes as your priority, and then it'll open up there.
That would be good.
Then it's just a matter of saving it there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so send me an email just reminding me of the problem, and then I'll see what kind of workaround I can do for you.
Okay, and I met you out at Robecki's last summer.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yay. Nice
yes.
to see you again.
Yes, it is.
I mean, to hear you
okay,
again.
Okay, we'll see if we can figure it out.
Yes, we will.
And I love this. I love today.
Oh, good, good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a beauty. I mean, to come back and do it two times, how great.
Yeah.
I'm certainly one of my people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sending you blessings.
Oh, I'll take them.
Okay.
And I'll send them to you as well.
Thank you.
Good night.
Mark? Hello, Mark?
Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Kathy Mendez.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just want to say thank you very much. I love that.
Good.
I was wondering, is it normal for your voice to go in and out on these conference calls?
It went in and out, huh?
Yeah, on my end anyway. I kept going
on
in
your
and out.
End, huh? Nobody
yeah.
said that before. So it just got softer in volume?
Yeah,
then,
sometimes it just completely bleeped out and then it came back on again.
How strange. I'll just have to listen to the recording and see if that's on there. If it is, then maybe it's my little AT&T phone.
Okay, or it could be mine. I don't know. I just want to let you know.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I'll give that I'll see if I can get to the root of it, and hopefully the recording is not been compromised like that.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Well, you are so welcome. Thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.